committee was also informed that an amount of 1.541 billion Ghana cedis is expected to be realized from the implementation of the tax between November 2014 and December 2015. The minister further explained that the amount will be used to support the implementation of the 2015 budget to meet social intervention goals. He said an amount of 110 million Ghana cedis is expected to be realized from the implementation of the tax between now and December 2014. The imposition of the tax will lead to a marginal price increases in petroleum products. The implementation of the tax will result in marginal effects on the export prices of petroleum products as follows. That a pre-mixed fuel will have no effect, that the increase is nil. The RFO, the increase is also nil. The LPG gas will have a reduction in price by 9.8%, that a premium will increase by only 3%. Kerosene will also increase by only 2.8%. Gas oil also increased by only 3%. And the MGO will increase by 3.2%.
So is this president working for us?
No!
At a time when the minister himself admits that crude oil prices are on the decline on the world market, he comes to the house and seeks to increase prices on petroleum products. I recall the former president, President Mills of blessed memory, saying he will reduce fuel prices drastically. We demand same now.
Really, what the people of Ghana need across the 275 constituencies represented in this house is development. I wish to particularly commend the Ministry of Finance for being thoughtful enough not to bring about a tax increment like what we have, for example, in 2001, when petrol price jumped from 6,000 old cedis to 10,000, and the following year jumped from 10,000 to 20,000. We are obviously very mindful of the need of not imposing such harsh tax increases on our people. We are a lower middle income country, and therefore resources need to be raised to be able to push forward the development of our country. We need to be able to make marginal sacrifices for that development.